You're listening to SBS News. The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption is examining the awarding of two grants for multi-million dollar projects in the electorate of Wagga Wagga. At the time, Gladys Berejiklian was the state treasurer and her then secret boyfriend, Daryl Maguire, was the local member. One was a $5.5 million grant to the Australian Clay Target Association, while the other concerns a $30 million grant to the Riverina Conservatorium of Music. The ICAC is trying to determine whether Gladys Berejiklian engaged in conduct that constituted a breach of public trust by exercising her public functions while conducting a secret personal relationship with Mr. Maguire. Mr. Maguire resigned in disgrace from the Liberal Party and then from the Parliament in 2018 after admitting to the ICAC that he'd sought payment to help broker a deal for a Chinese property developer. It was Gladys Berejiklian who asked for his resignation in July of 2018. That resignation was the subject of questions from counsel assisting the ICAC, Scott Robertson. In a private hearing with Ms. Berejiklian on the 18th of September, just 2 weeks before she resigned as Premier, Mr. Robertson wanted to know whether she suspected Daryl Maguire had been or may have been engaged in improper conduct when she asked him to step down.
I didn't know.
I'm not asking whether you knew. I'm asking whether at the time you asked for Mr. Maguire's resignation, you suspected that he may have been engaged in corrupt conduct.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
I'm not asking whether you knew or whether you were sure. I'm asking whether at the time you asked for his resignation. Just let me finish my question. No, I'm not asking whether you knew. I'm asking about the state of your suspicion or otherwise. Did you at that point in time suspect that Mr. Maguire may have engaged in corrupt conduct?
No.
Under Section 11 of the ICAC Act, anyone in charge of a public authority has a duty to report to the ICAC any matter where there's a reasonable suspicion that corrupt conduct has occurred or may have occurred. Mr. Robertson has told the inquiry the evidence he'll put before the Commission will show Gladys Berejiklian engaged in behaviour that helped get the two projects approved.
We also expect the evidence to demonstrate that Ms. Berejiklian made or participated in the making of decisions and took other steps that advanced the building projects advocated for by Mr. Maguire, but without disclosing to anyone within government that she was in a close personal relationship with Mr. Maguire at the time that she took those steps.
Multiple witnesses have told the inquiry the original business case for the Australian Clay Target Association that was submitted in 2016 lacked merit. Office of Sport Director Michael Toohey told the hearing the association's funding bid claimed it would play a role in Sydney hosting the Invictus Games in 2018.
I can't remember the status of Sydney's bid for the Invictus Games at that point. But more material was that Invictus Games doesn't have shooting events. So it was the claim that this was somehow related to the bid was imaginative.
Nigel Blunden, who worked as a senior advisor to former Premier Mike Baird, says he was one of several people to question the merits of the $5.5 million proposal.
My overwhelming concern was about the urgency of this, and I was troubled by the absence of, as I've said, a rigorous PCR. We apply the same scrutiny to projects across the state, regardless of what electorate they're in. But it was just a case of, is this really the most appropriate expenditure of $5.5 million of taxpayers' money?
It wasn't until an appearance last year that Gladys Berejiklian disclosed to the ICAC that she was once in a close personal relationship with Daryl Maguire for about 5 years. She revealed it began around the time of the 2015 state election. Former Premier Mike Baird told the ICAC Gladys Berejiklian should have told him about the relationship when she was the Treasurer.
Certainly, I think it should have been disclosed.
Why?
Well, the concept of executing public function in the context of potential private interests, I think in terms of good practice, that should have been disclosed.
Speaking outside the commission, Mr. Baird said he was devastated to be called to give evidence. He says Gladys Berejiklian could have managed the conflict if it was disclosed. The New South Wales Deputy Liberal Leader, Stuart Ayres, has told the inquiry he could see merit in the application from the Australian Clay Target Association. Mr. Ayres was the state's sports minister when the application was lodged.
For a shooting facility, they were in a good location. They were in an industrial estate area. I think they had a good, from memory, they had a good relationship with their neighbour, which was good for both noise and safety. So from a regional shooting location perspective, they were a good, well-run organisation, and I was quite predisposed to the, particularly to the clubhouse concept.
Gladys Berejiklian has denied any wrongdoing. She's due to appear at the ICAC next week. Some of her former staff members are also expected to give evidence, and the former Deputy Premier John Barilaro and Daryl Maguire are also on the witness list. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.